Almost 9 years ago, my high school graduating class got to vote for two salutatorians for the graduation ceremony. Out of almost 500 peers, they picked me for some reason. Actually, I know exactly why they picked me. I was also class clown. Any smart aleck teenager would vote for the class clown to speak at graduation, where the stiffness of formality is asking to be broken up by pranksters and troublemakers. Plus, had they known I would take nearly 9 years to finish my college degree, it may have been a unanimous vote. My speech was humorous, sentimental, and mostly forgettable. I talked about Ninja Turtles. The graduation speeches in the region that got the most press were the controversial ones, the ones that warned about how crappy life was going to be. I kind of felt like life was already crappy, so I made it a priority to remind my peers that a decade ago, we all just wanted to be Ninja Turtles. And how strange is it that now, all of a sudden, even wanting to be a journalist seems pretty far-fetched. So be who you want to be when you grow up, not what. That was then. Now, I'm not speaking at the graduation ceremony. There is no graduation ceremony, and even if there were, no one would vote for me to speak at it. I've arranged for Utah State University to mail my diploma to my parents' house where they can put it in a box with my White Sox ticket stubs and WWJD bracelets. There's no celebration this time, no open house, no late-night parties with friends where we make pacts to not forget each other when we're famous. I graduate today, basically, my last day at Utah Public Radio. Today I did an interview about Medicaid policy, and they'll play it on the radio later when I'm in my apartment packing. Life moves on, and that's it. I'm glad that wasn't my graduation speech catchphrase back in 2004. Life moves on, and that's it. They may have rescinded my class clown privileges after that. But you know, those pessimistic graduation speakers who got all the press were right. Life can be really crappy. But I have a hunch, and I have so much fun believing this, that the people that warned their peers how crappy life would be have had pretty easy, well-adjusted lives. While me, the Ninja Turtle and the Optimist Clown, has trudged through 9 years of 4 different colleges, 3 different behavioral health units, a couple of substance abuse problems, and a million broken hearts. The optimist, the one who never worried about how crappy life would be, that's me. I'm being who I want to be as a grown-up, not what. And life will continue to be crappy. Just don't expect a warning from me.
Heroes in a half shell, turtle power.